In Chicago, more than 100 people were arrested after a night of looting and vandalism on Magnificent Mile, the high-end shopping area. Today, Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot called it an assault on our city.
This is not legitimate First Amendment protected speech. These were not poor people engaged in petty theft to feed themselves and their families. This was straight up felony criminal conduct.
Videos on social media show littered streets, people leaving ransacked stores with bags of merchandise. A video even showed a car smashing through a glass window as dozens looked on. As more people arrived, the police presence grew, gunshots were exchanged, officials say several officers were injured, and that the chaos could have been linked to the shooting and injury of a male suspect by police in the city's Southside neighborhood of Englewood earlier on Sunday. Let's bring in WBEC reporter Patrick Smith. So Patrick, today, Police Superintendent David Brown said what happened last night on Magnificent Mile was not an organized protest. So what is the thinking about what it was?
Well, I mean, the police version of what happened as far as what organized this is, you mentioned that shooting. There was a shooting on the south side of Chicago yesterday where police wounded a 20-year-old man who they say shot at them. There was a big gathering of people, a lot of tension between police and residents after that shooting. Police say that basically, you know, an organized collection of people took advantage of that moment, basically when you have all the police in one place responding to protests, and went down in caravans. They described it as car caravans going down to the shopping district to loot. You know, he's saying not out of anger about the shooting, but rather just, you know, using it as an opportunity to try to steal high-end items.
Yeah, there was a temporary halt on train and bus services into downtown. The city's drawbridges were lifted to prevent more people from pouring in. Have officials been able to, you know, kind of restore order?
Yeah, the sort of vandalism and looting stopped early this morning, although I will say that even as late as 6 or 7 in the morning, there were still reports of people still stealing things or smashing windows, but that has all stopped and been stopped for many hours now. As you mentioned, they raised the bridges, and they're even going to be shutting off access to downtown again tonight, maybe for the foreseeable future. Yeah. I will say, the last time we had this kind of unrest, the city shut down access to downtown. And what ended up happening is we had a lot of looting and vandalism in other parts of the city. You're hearing concern already from people and elected officials that by closing off access to downtown, it's just going to kind of spread out the destruction today. Police say they have a plan in place to prevent that. And I don't mean to be fear-mongering. I'm not saying that will happen. It's just a concern from what happened last time.
Well, just in the minute we have, how are Chicagoans reacting, especially, you know, black leaders?
Well, you know, you're hearing a lot of, and I mean, Mayor Lori Lightfoot is a black leader here in the city of Chicago. Right. We've also heard from black aldermen who say this is terrible. This is not the way to show your dissatisfaction, not the way to express your righteous anger. I've also heard from a lot of activists, you know, who are saying, you know, essentially the language of Martin Luther King Jr., which is that riots are the language of the unheard, that, you know, this is people taking their anger and frustration to the areas of the city where, you know, sort of hitting the city where it hurts in the pocketbook, and that this is an extension of the anger and protest that we've been seeing going on all year, all summer,
Patrick
I should
Smith,
say.
Patrick Smith, reporter with WBEZ in Chicago. Thank you.
Thank you.